What to expect from the 2017 Census of Agriculture. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The 2017 Census of Agriculture has been sent to farmers all across the country. There shouldn't be too many surprising questions for farmers while they fill out the census. Greg Tayson, Regional Director of the National Ag Statistics Service in Des Moines, Iowa.
There shouldn't be too many surprising questions for farmers while they fill out the census.
It's land use and ownership type questions, how much land they're operating. There's a group of questions on operator characteristics and demographics, which are really important because the census is generally the only place we collect that type of information. And then there's also things on production practices, income and expenses. And so generally things they should know, if they have records available, it may be helpful if they have those for the income and expenses. As far as anything they may not be expecting, I guess could be something, you know, we ask some questions if they're involved in any production contracts. They may not be thinking about that, but should be all questions that they should be able to answer fairly easily.
Once the information is all sent out, it will not be traceable back to an individual farm. It's also not available to the public under the Freedom of Information Act. The deadline is set for February 5th.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.